This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's going on, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can call us at 844-551-8255. Love hearing from you. What's going on, Marvin, huh? Mother, mother. Yeah, what's going on, huh? We need to be threading that song through right now. There are too many of you crying. There are. You know, there's so much going on. It is a 24-hour news cycle. Brother, brother, brother. There is, isn't it? I mean, and that's not the worst of it. There's far too many of you dying. Boy, ain't that the truth. It's remembering what to keep one's eye on. Seriously. Right? All my boys are like, hey, I didn't sound too bad, did I? I can sing some Marvin. Yeah, I know. See, y'all over there going, and I'm hoarse. I've been hoarse for a month. I had a caller. She told me, she says, Kevin, make sure you don't have lung cancer. She's right. You got to get checked out for everything, man. You never know. Something's going to take me out. Could be lung cancer. I don't smoke, but my grandfather used to smoke. So, I mean, I'm talking about big time in the car. So you never know. I got to get checked out. 24-hour news cycle keeps me popping. In fact, yesterday I forgot to talk about the Emmys. We'll talk about it today, but we forgot. I mean, there's so much going on. You don't know what to monitor. We try to remember the monitor stuff, but the minute you start monitoring, then boom, a hurricane will hit. Then boom, you know, some cop kills a black dude. Wow, shocker there, right? And I'm not talking about it in defending black dudes. I'm talking about a copper killed a black dude. We commit a lot of crimes. I'm talking about black folks. I happen to be black if you listen to the program and you haven't figured that out. I mean, you know. Yeah. So we don't play that up too much on the radio because it doesn't matter. It's not about black and white and all these other things. It's not about male and female. This country gives you everything you want. Everything you're willing to work for, you can have in this country. I'm going to play a clip from Floyd Mayweather. He was in the news. He's a pro-Trump guy. Floyd Mayweather is like, shoot. Man, anybody that could take $1 million and make it into $10 billion, I want to know what he's doing. Floyd talks about how he makes money. And you know what he said? Very simple. Same thing I tell people all the time when they call me. Kevin, we got a cause. We got this. I go, look, let me explain something to you. In 2012, when Barack Obama got reelected, I made a conscious decision that said, I will not follow anybody else. You either work with me or go do your thing. That's like Floyd Mayweather interrupting training to say, oh, you want to be trained? Yeah, I'll come over and train you. No, he trained every day in what his mission was, and it made him a success. Now, I'm not talking about whether you like him as a person and all these other things. I'm talking about the metaphor. He focused on self. You want to know how you can be a big deal? Focus on self. Now, what did Floyd do? He got people around him interested in what he was about. Now, some of these people were hangers-on, and he talks about it in this clip. People come in and out of your life. But the core group of people who made this young man what he is today have been around him his whole life. And it begins with, anybody want to help me here? Come on now, I'm preaching. It begins with his father, Floyd Mayweather Sr., who, by the way, isn't a stellar dude. Floyd Jr. watched his dad whoop women. That's the way we say it in the vernacular. He would beat wives and all that. His uncle, I forget his name, but he was a world champion too. Both of them been to prison, his father and his uncle, but they were around him to mold him, not always in a good way. But in terms of boxing, they taught him singular focus. And he also learned from the mistakes of his daddy and his uncle. And he didn't repeat some of them. And some of them he did. But his kids will learn and they won't repeat others. And maybe at some point we'll have a group of Mayweathers that, you know, maybe they'll be a royal family. Who knows? But Floyd Mayweather knows how to look for what's the good. He talks about, you know, I was in a room, you know, 20 feet by 20 feet, 7 people deep. That's how he grew up. He knew poverty, and he didn't want, he wanted no part of it. And this is with a daddy who did, who was making money, but blowing it. A guy who started out as a street fighter. My dad was the same way. My dad and my uncle, identical, amazing street fighters. My dad would have to fight four people. My uncle told me, he says, nephew, your dad was a hell of a fighter. He had to fight four people one night when he was going to perform, to open for not the OJs, but somebody else. My dad was a performer. Anyway, enough about my history. I just want to talk about how busy we are, folks, and how it's easy to take your eye off the ball. I'm busier than a one-eyed cat watching two mouse holes. So my grandfather would say. Yeah. So much going on. Colbert. We got St. Louis happening. We got a... I don't know if you guys know, there was a shooting at campus. Georgia Tech. Georgia Institute of Technology, but they call it Georgia Tech. Got a new hurricane for me. Got racist all over the country. Well, we found a racist. I don't know if this is like a special racist, but we got him to talk about. Trump. And I have a question about religion, but maybe we'll save that, because that's a Friday discussion. Anyway, look, folks, here's what I'm talking about. When we put our heads together as conservatives, and I'm making a pitch here for TeaPartyCommunity.com, when we focus on something, we accomplished a lot. You know what we focused on over the past 9 years, give or take? We focused on changing the regime of politics. It wasn't about Republicans. It wasn't about Democrats. It was about crooked politicians. It was about people who scheme to get to your money, who scheme to get to your rights. They wanted you to conform. And we decided, you know what? We're going to focus on this. And we formed this Tea Party. And had it not been for that, I promise you, politics as you know it today would be dramatically different. But now it's time for something else. It's time to evolve it. Yeah, should there be rallies? Have a rally if it makes you feel good. If you need to go to Tony Robbins to feel, you know, vindicated, like, I'll go be somebody, then that there's a reason he exists. But I don't need him. I don't need anybody to tell me how egregious the government's been towards us. I don't need anybody to tell me that the government is taxing us into oblivion and they don't give a crap. They don't care about us. I don't need anybody to tell me how the government uses people, uses black people, uses Latinos, uses women, uses Muslims. It uses everything for its own benefit. And even when that government implodes on itself, you know who benefits? The elite. It doesn't matter what goes on in the world, the elite benefit. And that's the way they've structured it. And it's time we change it. So anyway, we're going to be talking about that today. We're going to begin with a tweet of Donald Trump, because this tweet is so important in the lexicon of politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? My producers are still saying, still talking about me doing a little Marvin. I was singing some Marvin off microphone. I can sing some. Just admit it. You're jealous. It's okay. The audience, they don't even hear you. But I sense the jealousy in your voice, and I see your face. You're jealous. It's okay. I'm the karaoke king, and you are not. Look, everybody can't be the karaoke king. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255. So, the tweet. The tweet heard around the world. Have you seen this? I know you guys saw it. I'm talking to the audience. This is so funny. Donald Trump shows himself, I think it's him, swinging a golf ball, and Hillary's entering an airplane. And whoever did this little thing, the ball hits Hillary in the back and she falls over. And for Hillary to fall over is pretty amazing because she's rather roomy, to use Hannibal Lecter terms. And she's not very top heavy, if you know what I'm saying. So for Hillary to fall over, it takes a lot. Yeah, because she's, you know, pretty steady. You know, she's got a good center of gravity because she's roomy. But anyway, this ball knocks her over. She's getting on the plane. And so the social media world erupts. They go crazy. Donald Trump threatens Hillary Clinton, blah, blah, blah. And more importantly, leftists were trying to shut down. They want to shut down Donald Trump's Twitter page because they said, doesn't this promote violence? Now, I don't know how much of a sense of humor you have. I'm easy to make chuckle. I'm a little more difficult to make laugh, but I make myself laugh because I'm funny as heck. But you can make me chuckle, but to make me really laugh, that comedy's got to be good. So long story short, I looked at this and I chuckled. I thought, you know, that's clever. I like these guys that put these quick memes together and make stuff like that. I would love, I mean, I have the talent. I just don't do it. Meaning, I could learn how to do it because my degrees are in technical stuff and it would be easy to do, but then I would just be doing it all day. You know? I don't want to be like some teenage boy discovering himself. You know what I'm saying? I just want to get out there and do what I do, and that's to entertain and make people understand things in a more aggressive, a different way. And I know I'm good at that. In fact, before I go back to Trump and everybody wanting to beat him up, I was on a plane, and I was flying next to a lady. I got upgraded. I got lucky. Total luck. But I got upgraded to first class. Sitting next to a lady who's a writer, ironically. And so we start talking shop. And she's obviously a gifted writer. And she says, well, you know, after she found out I was a writer, she's like, well, what do you think about it? I said, well, you know, my degrees are in engineering, computer science, and math. I never fancied myself a writer. I've never claimed to be a journalist. But I said, nowadays, I will tell you, I'm a gifted writer. But it took skill to get it to that. And I go, now, that said, there are people that write better than I. And I love reading their stuff. I just don't get to very often. But when I see gifted writing, like, I think Dennis Lehane's a gifted writer. He's the reason why I patterned my style after him. But so we're talking about different people writing styles and stuff like this. And she goes, but here's what I do that I think kind of transcends the writing. I mean, it's like a singer who can't necessarily, he's not the best singer, but you get mesmerized by what they're doing. So maybe Stevie Wonder's a good one for that. Even though Stevie's a good singer, he's not the best singer I've ever heard, but he writes stuff that you're just like, wow, so deep, and his chord progressions and stuff are just crazy. So we're talking, that's the kind of stuff we're talking. And so I say to her, I'm more of a concept guy. Once I define a concept, I go, it's like, for example, leftism goes, well, Kevin, this is a women's right to choose. And I went through the abortion issue and said, what's it mean, Planned Parenthood's a women's right to choose? And I explained Margaret Sanger to her, which she didn't even know, ironically. And I was explaining that women can go anywhere and get abortions. They can get mammograms. You don't need Planned Parenthood to get women what they already have access to. So what is the bigger meaning behind Planned Parenthood? And I said, it is to kill minority babies. And I said, I know that sounds cruel, but it's to kill the dregs of society. And right now, that's black and brown babies. Our babies grow up when they're raised by single moms to commit a lot of crime. And Planned Parenthood is here to be a buffer. And I said, Dinesh D'Souza wrote a book a while back that explained the correlation between the drop in crime and the number of abortions. It goes hand in hand with the proliferation of abortions. People give credit to the police. Oh, well, they released to put more cops on the street, and that's why we had this dramatic drop and decrease in crime. No, it isn't. It's because of Planned Parenthood. And I said, and using that logic, you could probably convince people, you know what? Holy cow. You know, these single moms who go out there, these 13-year-old girls that go, my friend got a baby. I want a baby. I just need me a baby. And then some dude's happy to oblige. She can't raise a child correctly. Her parents are in their 30s, if we're lucky. They may be in their 20s. So these are kids raising kids and people that are grandparents by the time they're 28, 30 years old. And you're thinking that society can benefit from this? These kids don't even know how to act themselves. So I said, you know, the whole thing behind Margaret Sanger, the whole raison d'être, as they say in France, reason to be of the organization was to keep society's lower class, the people that tend to commit crimes, the people that aren't caught in intellectual thought, the hooligans, to keep them off the streets. And if you want to have that intellectual discussion, have it. But have it honestly. Don't tell me it's because women need mammograms. And she's looking at me like, that is so deep. And then we go into another, I don't remember what the subjects were. I said, here's another lie you get told. And I went into something else. And she goes, oh my God, I've got to get your books. Oh, Kevin, please make sure you email me. I got to get your books. And my husband will love your books. But that's the deal. And so we have to make people think. Now back to Trump. So what happens? Trump does this little thing, he retweets something that somebody else did. He did this before. Remember the conniption the left had when he retweeted something by somebody else? And he had a conniption. Well, he retweets Hillary getting hit by a golf ball and doing a Louie inside of the plane, and people go crazy. The reason for that is they don't want you having discussions around all the other stuff. The issue there is should have been, hey, somebody finally gets even with Hillary for all the murder she's created, or all the angst that she's created in her political life, the number of people who've been tortured by the Clinton family. It could easily be twisted to that. But instead, they talk about Trump. He beats her up. See, that feeds into the misogyny meme, or the misogyny concept of Donald Trump. It also feeds into the idea that Donald Trump likes to beat people up. We told you this during the campaign. You don't believe us. See, look at this. He retweeted a golf ball hitting Hillary in the back and knocking her over in a plane. What did we tell you? He's a misogynist. Why didn't he just go jump on her and, grab her by the or whatever? That's what that's about. My producers are going, they're looking at me and go, oh, he just summed it up. I did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Author of Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. You can get my book at racepimping.com. And I'm going to tell you, we have so much going on. The movie is about to wrap. BleedingBlueMovie.com. Go check it out. Check out the trailer. We've got new trailers coming here shortly. And we'll start announcing where we're going to be doing our premieres here in about the next 30 to 45 days. Exciting times for us. Focus, what I said about Floyd Mayweather. We'll get to him in a second. I want to talk about a comedic hack by the name of Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert sucks, and so did the 2017 Emmys, as well as the 2017 Emmys ratings. That should come as no surprise to you. Are you guys, so in millions, and let me just give you some ideas around millions, okay? In millions of audience, in terms of the viewership of a program, I don't know what you want to get, but I'll ask, obviously you want to get as many eyes on it as you can, but what do you think should be a good number of people to watch a show, you know, a sporting event, an event like the Emmys or whatever, what do you think is a good number? Like, I mean, and let's face it, 100 million people would be stupendous. That would be like Super Bowl, you know, or basketball finals or soccer or something like that. So just keeping that in mind, what do you think? I mean, you think, you know, 30 million viewers? I would think in a country the size of, you know, of America, we have 318 million people. And then we have people all over the world who watch a lot of our stuff. That to get 30 million, it would be good for something that's an event. I'm not talking about, you know, a sitcom. I'm talking about an event. Comes along once a year, something like that. So, anyway, we'll come back to it. You guys think about it because I want to get your opinion about it. But just, we'll come back to it. But here's it. If it weren't for President Trump, the Emmys, honestly, would have nothing to talk about. Did you guys watch it? Okay, I didn't either. I didn't watch the Emmys. And I predict our audience didn't watch it. Most of us didn't watch it. I don't have any interest in the shows that are coming out. I told you guys the other day, my son and I were by ourselves, and I said, hey, buddy, let's go check out a movie. He goes, okay, Daddy. I said, you got anything you want to see? And he was like, no, not really. So I said, well, let's look. So we went on, you know, online, and you know how it is nowadays, man. You can look. They give you excerpts and reviews and, you know, all kinds of things. But there's nothing about this movie you can't find out. You almost don't have to go. But anyway, we were looking. He's over my shoulder, and we're clicking it. Yeah, about this one? Nah, it's scary. He doesn't do scary movies. And, nah, that one, I don't have any interest in. And I'm like, and we finished, and it was like, nothing. Okay, we'll just go to the park. Which was kind of cool, by the way. Because I was stir crazy. He was having a good time. But I wanted to get out, and I wanted to kind of see a movie. I promise you there was nothing out there. It was nothing worthy of seeing. And I'm jaded. You know, there's some people that, like, for example, Reese Witherspoon's got a new film where she plays a cougar and she's dating the kid that watches her. I don't know what the deal is, but she's a 40-year-old woman dating a 17-year-old boy. You lost me. I'm sure there's a suburban housewife soccer mom group that wants to go check it out. It's like 50 Shades of Grey. Okay, go do it. I just personally had no interest in it. I was like, I don't need to see that. I get it. You know, we've talked about it. The teachers that are molesting these boys and yada, yada. And, you know, it's built up a lot of controversy with my audience, even though I said, at 17 years old, you couldn't molest me. Not the teachers that are molesting these boys. These women are hot. So that's just my personal life, right? My little universe. But I'm not taking it away from boys who feel taken advantage of. I got you. And I do feel differently, just being honest, when it's a guy and we're talking about a girl. But a 17-year-old girl who gets, you know, who decides she's going to have sex with her teacher, in as much as I think to myself, come on, teacher, you know, 40-year-old teacher, you know better. But I do get it. I understand that some young girl is attracted to a guy, and he's not necessarily trying to molest her. You know what I'm saying? There are the types. So we have to admit these things if we're going to look at the problem involved with it. When you say things like that, people are like, oh my God, I can't believe it. That's what happened to Milo. He was explaining, I think, pedophilia amongst the gay community. And it got him ostracized. And I'm going, you guys, conservatives chase off, and it was the left that really went after him, but conservatives were no help. Milo wasn't condoning pedophilia. He was saying, look, that may be true in the universe of things. I mean, we can look at it in the big, but there are young boys who do want that direction, sexual direction. They make movies about this stuff. You know, Porky's. Yeah, I remember Porky's where the boys kept, if I'm remembering correctly, they kept trying to go get with an experienced woman, you know, to lose their virginity. Well, we can't even talk about this? Oh, that's right. We shouldn't talk about religion, politics, and sex. What's that godness? So while you're out there with your little sphincters moving, going, oh, that's so controversial, Kevin, you better remember that the other side is talking about this stuff openly, and they don't care about your sensibilities. Why do you think second graders are learning how to put on condoms, and they're doing strap-ons in the fifth grade? Anyway, I digress. It's talking about Stephen Colbert. See, Hollywood lies in a puddle of blood from self-inflicted wounds of leftism, and long ago, the industry put a gun in its mouth and pulled the trigger. Now, I know that's bad symbolism for a lot of people, and I, you know, again, I'm not a shock jock. I just want you to understand the imagery of Hollywood. They're killing themselves. And the industry is suffering mightily. And even though that's happening, they continue their attack on conservatives. Ask yourself this question. You're losing money doing something, but you stick with it. That's passion. Because you're going, I don't even care, man. I don't care if them conservatives aren't coming. We'll teach them a lesson, man. And we're the ones who pay their bills. We are the reason, congratulate yourselves, that they've had the worst summer movie season. Partly it's their fault because their movies suck. But they've had the worst summer movie season ever. But we are part of that because we're talking about it. Who do you not go see the movies for? Who do you omit? I'm never going to that. I will never see another Jamie Foxx movie at the theater. You put a gun to my head. It won't happen. I won't see Susan Sarandon. I don't go to her movies. I won't see Tom Hanks. If it doesn't come, I'm talking about lead actors. If you're a B-leaguer, you know, somebody, I don't care. I mean, like if it's got The Rock in it and so-and-so is a, you know, like a ancillary role, I'll go see The Rock. He's a conservative. But I won't go see a De Niro film at the theater ever again. If it comes on cable, so be it. But I don't seek these people out. So Hollywood is suffering. I know there are a lot of you out there like me. And the 2017 Emmys prove no different, that they haven't learned a lesson. They continue to come after us with a passion. And the LA Times reported Trump hating Colbert made the event
a bash Trump fest. And somebody else, I'll get to this in a second, said it was just over the top. He says this: you can't deny that every show was influenced by Donald Trump in some way. This is his opening monologue. All the late night shows, obviously. House of Cards. The new season of American Horror Story. And, of course, next year's Latin's Grammy, hosted by Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Funny line, and that's as good as it gets. I want to just stop for a second on House of Cards. You know, House of Cards, Trump wasn't even president when this House of Cards came to be. This thing has been brewing for some time. And you can put this anywhere you want. House of Cards is about Democrats. Kevin Spacey is a Democrat. He's a scoundrel. And he becomes president. And the way that the left will spin House of Cards, you would think that Kevin Spacey is a Republican. Even the policies and the things that he implements, they talk about, they make him a Republican by giving him the title of a Democrat. It's weird. I don't know what the agenda is with it. And you can see different people. For example, while he's president, his wife schemes to be president after him and makes it. And they want to tell you that that's Republicans? So anyway, I want to go on. Funny opening line, Sheriff Joe Arpaio will host next year's Grammys, Latin Grammys. But that was the most entertaining snippet from the show. And I read a few reviews. I will never watch a Colbert show, so I have to only give you the reviews, but they said it wasn't a big deal. And you know, of course, I wasn't going to watch it because, shoot, there were reruns of American Pickers. Come on, y'all. Shoot. Anyway, the article continues, and this is one that I find really interesting, and we're going to have to take a break here in a second, but Donald Glover, first black director to win in the comedy category for a show called Atlanta. And it's an FX show where he plays Earn, a rap music manager, and a young father. And I want to talk about that when we come back, because he said something interesting, and we can begin with that, because obviously it was targeted at Trump. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the Emmys and, of course, the leftists and their love, their desire, their devotion to self. I gotta give them credit. They stay focused on it. They really do. And so the Emmys, it used to be, you know, you'd watch these shows and you'd think, you know, boy, you know, this is the best of the best. And I don't know how many categories of things like best actress, best supporting actress, and, you know, whatever, best cinematography, whatever. But now it's like there's 5,000 things to give to themselves, and they're down to, you know, best Guatemalan midget costume in a foreign film. You know, it just cracks me up, the number of things that you get as an Oscar. And then you get to put it on your resume. I got an Oscar. You know, I'm somebody. You know, I designed the Guatemalan midget costumes for Braveheart. Wow. He's an award-winning, an Academy Award-winning, blah, blah, blah. This bloke did this, he did that, he did this, blah, blah, blah. He's great. He's fantastic. And they get more money to do, you know, I don't know. What do you make when you're, oh, she's an amazing costume designer, blah, blah, blah. Millions of dollars. You know, all the plays in America want you now. These actors are overpaid actors. They aren't architects. They aren't engineers. They're not doctors. They're not saving lives. They aren't doing something miraculous. Do they entertain? Yes. And I don't. If you want to pay a gazillion dollars for that entertainment, be my guest. I'm not. I'm not paying $20 to get your political opinion anymore, George Clooney. It isn't going to happen. So they give themselves, they build monuments to themselves. More and more awards. Used to be just the Academy Awards. And People's Choice. Then People's Animals Choice. And then it's, oh, Black People's Choice. Because then we've got the BET Awards. Or the Latino. You know, Univision wants you to know who the most Mexican part of the world, the most Latino person that won this, that, the other. It goes to Eva Longoria. You know? So, and all the awards are based on what? How much you capitulate to leftist Hollywood. Say the right things, we'll get you some roles. Hey, Viola Davis, if you win an Oscar for How to Get Away with Murder, and you're a black woman cast in that show, probably by some white person, why don't you get up there and talk about how oppressed you are from Hollywood? How terrible to be black in America, making all that money and stand-in roles, and you finally get your day in the sun. You're the lead actress in a hit series, and you decide to talk about how racist it is. You know how long it took me to get here? You know how long it takes white people to get there? There's a lot more of them than there are black folks, and they don't complain because they understand there's only a limited number of seats at the table. And the seats are not reserved for black people, white people, brown people, whatever. They're reserved for people willing to work. Him and I. Donald Glover, first black director to win an Academy comedy category for Atlanta. It's an FX show. He plays Earn, a rap music manager and young father. Let's not go stereotypical. When he won his second Emmy of the night in the acting category, he decided to pull a Colbert. And here's what he said. I want to thank Trump for making black people number one on the oppressed, the most oppressed list. Yeah, because we all know if it weren't for Donald Trump, black people would be feasting in America. Holy cow. Donald Trump ruined everything. That gummit, man, if that dude had never been alive, we would have skipped the 60s. We wouldn't have had JJ and Good Times and all the black oppression in the ghetto stuff. We would have jumped right up to Barack Obama being president and really changing things for black America. Oh, that's right. He didn't. Jeez, I guess I got that part wrong. Yeah, Donald Trump is the reason that black people are the most oppressed in America. On the heels, the dude is months into his presidency after 8 years of baby black Jesus, and they want you to believe. Donald Glover gets up there and says, it's Trump's fault. He's probably the reason I'm up here, he said. You're right, Donald. He is probably the reason you're up there. Because he's one of those white folks that said, if you want an opportunity, I'll give it to you. And then you have your chance to shine. It's the Emmys, man. Waste of time. Another successful Hollywood black lamenting his rise in fortune, with a backhanded compliment. Is that a backhanded shout out? It wasn't a compliment. And what Hollywood celebration would be complete without the child abuser Alec Baldwin, right? He and Kate McKinnon, who spent last year playing Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, respectively, I think you could figure out who played who, on Saturday Night Live, they won Supporting Actor and Actress in a Comedy Series, SNL. Best Season in Years, won 4 Emmys on Sunday. Bash Trump will give you the awards. That's what Hollywood's telling you. They got 4. How many are you going to get next year? Director, producer, gaffer, whatever. All you got to do is bash Trump. You get lots of awards. Look at Alec and Kate. We don't care that he talked crap to his daughter on a call screaming at her. We don't care that Kim Basinger, he's got Kim out on the street. She's destitute. She's poor. Alec doesn't care. But even Holly Weirdos noticed, folks, how bad things were with the well-worn Colbert in his attempt at political, and I use my finger quotes, comedy. Really? That's just comedy? Deadline, this periodical, called Colbert's performance overkill. That's Hollywood's polite way of saying Colbert sucked. Here's what they say. Bill Colbert said this. In a way, this is all your fault. He's speaking of Trump. He says, it's all your fault. He says, because the ex-celebrity apprentice host was denied an Emmy way back in the day. And as he said in the past few weeks and right after viewership topping late night, Colbert was quick to reiterate his belief Sunday that Trump is the biggest TV star around. Following that up with a weak gag about last year's record low ratings, the POTUS attacks went on as former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer made a surprise roll on to the CBS broadcast show with a portable podium and a slew of untruths. Now this is lefties rating Colbert, saying overkill, didn't like it. It was blah, 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 this, that, and the other. But let's get to the ratings, right? Because I mentioned that before. You know, what should the numbers be? And how do you measure Nielsen and all these other people? I don't know who all does rating stuff. But let's look at the numbers. I love how this site called Earn the Necklace reported the ratings for this event. Because here's what they wrote. The 69th Primetime Emmy Awards definitely had a lot of talent and laughs, managing to have higher TV ratings than last year when Emmy viewership was at an all-time low with 11.3 million. These numbers have not been so low since 2013's 17.7 million when Neil Patrick Harris hosted the show. Now, I had to read that a few times to understand it, so I figure in radio may be tougher. But here's the gist. In 2013, the numbers were 17.7 million. Last year, they were 11.3 million. That is a huge drop. Just think about it. 6.4 million off the mark that was the previous low. The worst ever. Now, interestingly, at the time that I wrote this piece about this story, they didn't publish the numbers. I don't have them because I didn't look it up. But I'll tell you this. They made a reference to that the show had done better than the previous year. I went to the link and you can't find it. It didn't say it. They said they hoped that Colbert's gags did enough to raise the numbers from last year. So here's what I'm speculating. My prediction is the Emmys continued their slide. But all that said, I want to repeat what I said earlier, which is without Trump, whatever the ratings are, they would have been far worse. And that's what I want you to focus on. If Donald Trump isn't the discussion with these guys, if they aren't incessantly trying to beat him up, they can't get anything. They can't get any traction. And even when that happens, their own leftist rags, in this case Deadspin and others, said Colbert was over the top. Dave Chappelle said, I'm not doing Trump jokes. He goes, there's already too many. It's played. It's not funny. There's no comedy in it. It's only going to get worse, folks. And Colbert, he's a one-trick pony. Without his persona, the guy has no career. When Colbert tried to play the role that he's doing right now straight, he couldn't do anything. The fact that he has a job is a testament to how far comedy has sunk. And I predict within 2 years, Colbert is either gone or he's begging Donald Trump to come on his show regularly to keep him afloat. That's what I predict. Folks, we're winning so big here. This is what this story was about. I hope you got that in everything I was talking about.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.